Anon Radio is your non-commercial, non-profit, member-supported underground radio station.
Powered by the SDF Public Access Unix System.
It's 1900 UTC, and that means it's time for That's News to Me. I'm your host, DJ Marcus. Let's see what's happening in the world today.
Oh boy. Hello, hello. It's 1902 UTC on March 26th, 2024. Making my way to the shady spot. It is mostly clear. I think I'd say it's a clear day. There's only a few high clouds barely on the horizon. It's 17 degrees, pretty nice weather for Marcus's, high at 20, low 9. Oh man, my internet went out on Friday, as you may have noticed. I didn't have a show Friday or Monday. Kind of stinks. I could have used my cellular data plan, but problem with that is two months ago, I accidentally turned on cellular data, and then I forgot to turn it off. So I used something like 100 gigabytes of data. So I'm a little shy about using data. Anyway, we're here at the corner. Sitting down. Let's see, we got a BMW approaching the intersection. No turn signal, but they did stop at the stop sign. And a black Mercedes behind him. They are using a turn signal. All right, silver car, silver BMW turning. Turn, maintained lane position. A BMW, oh, Mercedes turning. All right, way to go, guys. Proper execution. Now let's see, we got a Dodge Ram truck. Didn't stop at the stop sign. It's got a turn signal on. Oh, all right, there we go. Did the truck thing where they stick half their front of their truck into the lane before they actually turn. It's kind of a surprise. I think truck drivers, like passenger truck drivers, don't realize that they're in a truck and they drive it just like it's a car. So it gets a little annoying. Anyway, let me jump on over into comm so I can talk to everybody. If you want to hang out and talk during the show, all you need to do is SSH over to sdf.org, and once you're there, launch Commode Chat. That's just COM, Charlie Oscar Mike. Once you do that, then you type G for go to, and then type a non-radio, all lowercase, all one word, and that will take you into the room where all the cool people are, including people like Jay LaMoth, who has unlimited data on his phone, but they throttle after 10 gigs. I just get charged. They don't throttle me, but they'll make me pay. Let's see, who are we hanging out with today? X1, Stern, WX Boss, Thrig, Quentin, Jeff and Ratsu, Jay LaMoth, Thrig in the house. I don't know if I said that. And yeah, we're all going on. Yep. What an adventure. Yeah, and it's kind of funny. What are they limiting? Well, it's unlimited. You can get as many bits as you can. It's like an all-you-can-eat buffet. It's like, is it really an all-you-can-eat buffet if they start, like, reducing the amount of food that's available? It's like, eventually, all they're like is like, well, you can keep eating here, but all we've got is bread and water. Too cheap to meter. But yeah, such is life, right? Hey, and Ingrix is here. Welcome. It's funny, when I see Ingrix, it makes me think of Ingrid. Whenever I was first coming into the workforce when I was 18, as a member of the Houston Free BSD Users Group, and this lady named Ingrid Cast Fuller was the main person I knew there. And she had a little ISP, ran FreeBSD, and so it was a lot of fun. That's where I came up with one of my, I had to come up with a few passwords that I still use today on lower quality stuff. Anyway, enough daydreaming, thinking about the past. We got plenty of stories, lots of stuff going on in the world today. Of course, we'll touch on the train, you know, the the disaster in Maryland or in Baltimore. But that's not really, you know, you see that all over the news. The videos were pretty cool. But let's start, you know, let's hang out. Let's look at stuff we've got for March 25th. No, it's the 26th. Hold on. I'd collected news for the 25th, but then we didn't get to talk about it. Hold on. Sorry, what we're doing here is we're taking Firefox, we're quitting Firefox, then we're relaunching it, going over here into settings, saying sync now, letting the sync happen. Sync, 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 done. Now we go to menu, bookmarks, desktop bookmarks, bookmarks menu, news to me. There's March 26th. All right, so our top story involves a mountain lion. I don't know how to make, I don't know what mountain lions sound like. Maybe like roar, yeah, roar, roar. Anyway, California mountain lion attacks brothers, killing one and injuring another. It was the state's first such fatal attack in 20 years, and the animal that killed Talon Robert Claude Brooks, 21, has been euthanized. A mountain lion killed a 21-year-old man and badly wounded his younger brother before officials euthanized the animal on Saturday afternoon in a remote wooded area of Northern California. I don't know if euthanized is the right word. If you shoot it in the face, it's not really euthanized. Up, we got a white SUV from Chevrolet making a left turn. They have stopped. Oh, wow. They waited very patiently for the traffic to pass. They could have made it. Way to go. Oh, they're wearing a suit. That might be why. Anyway, the man identified Monday as Talon Robert Claude Brooks. Just nothing but first names, was killed in the Georgetown area of El Dorado County, the local sheriff's office wrote. His brother, Wyatt J. Charles Brooks, 18, is expected to recover after multiple surgeries. The brothers were reportedly hunting for shed antlers. We all are devastated by the tragic loss of Talon, yet thankful Wyatt is still with us and are well aware the outcome could have been even worse. Deputies said the caller, Wyatt, became separated from his brother and had traumatic injuries to his face as a result of the attack. Emergency responders then met Wyatt, provided him first aid, and brought him to a hospital while deputies searched for Talon. Talon was on the ground next to the crouched mountain lion when deputies said they found him and the animal about 1:45 p.m. Deputies pulled their guns and fired what were essentially warning shots to scare the mountain lion away. They then approached Talon in hopes of providing him first aid, but realized he was dead. An El Dorado County animal trapper, as well as wardens with California's Fish and Wildlife Department, found the mountain lion and put it down. Once the mountain lion was dispatched, the trapper and wardens collected the animal's carcass for further examination. Authorities said they now plan to turn their focus towards understanding why the attack happened. So we'll see what happens out of that. I don't think we'll see much news. Ooh, we got a Siesta Type A RV making a right-hand turn. Really wide, but hey, they did it. And we got a box truck here coming out from beside the garage. No right-hand turn signal that I can see. I can't see the left-hand side of the truck. Oh, I can see the rear. No turn signals on this truck. So nowhere, no telling which way it's going to go, right, left, or straight ahead. Let's see, it looks like they got a gap coming up. Oh, they didn't take, there's no motion, so I don't know if they're just waiting. They might just be parked. Nope, they're moving. They're moving forward. Oh, they must be on their phone or something because they had a lot of time to move and then they didn't. Oh, they're going forward. Oh, they are turning left. All right, they're turning left. Hey, they did cross. They did stay. They were on the wrong lane for a little bit, but they got corrected. Anyway, let's see what's going on in comm real quick. I have a client who went to Africa. He asked me to put an auto reply on all his email to then realize that they had better data internet than in Canada. For what it's worth, ISPs are usually entrenched because of government hanky-panks. Auto-reply is great to register an address as working to spammers. Google Fiber had a heck of a time in Nashville because they lobbied the powers that be to make it difficult to move data lines on telephone poles. Jeff, plus plus law, yeah, developing countries are like a beta test for sociotech. Prepaid's the way to go for sure. Yep. Gotta kill the mountain lion. It's got the taste for human blood. I guess that, I don't know how that works, but you know what? Maybe so.
Those mountain lions should not talk about their kitchen business. All right.
Government hanky-panks.
That's what's going on. All right. So there's other stuff going on, but the mountain lions were a big story to me. Also, a story that I didn't see anywhere but on the, like, at the bottom of Al Jazeera, so I figured it would be good to mention it. Five Chinese nationals among six people killed in a suicide bomb attack in Pakistan. Five Chinese nationals and a Pakistani driver have been killed after a suicide attacker rammed his explosive-laden vehicle into their convoy near Beshem City in northwest Pakistan's Khyber Pakhtunkhwa province. The incident happened on Tuesday. Oh, we got another... Oh, that's a Nissan making a right-hand turn. Oh, there we go. Oh, and they stayed in their lane. Hey, good job, Nissan. The incident happened on Tuesday when the convoy was on its way from Islamabad to Dasu, with the site of key hydroelectric dam being constructed by a Chinese company. Oh, we got another truck. This one has a well booster? It looks, or maybe a compost bin? I can't really tell 100% sure. No turn signal. It's an F-150. They're turning to the right. Man, so much loose stuff in that bed. It's going to be a mess on the highway. The incident happened on Tuesday. They're going to a dam they're building. Our rescue team has successfully retrieved bodies of four people, whereas recovery of two more people is still ongoing. So that sounds like six people to me. Rescue officials said the vehicle carrying the Chinese nationals fell in a gorge after the blast, and at least two bodies were badly burnt. No armed group has so far claimed responsibility for the attack. The Chinese embassy in Islamabad or the Chinese Foreign Ministry in Beijing have not commented on the incident yet. China is a close ally of Pakistan and has invested heavily in various projects in the South Asian country, but the safety of Chinese nationals working on those projects is often threatened. In 2021, the bombing of a bus in Dasu killed 13 people, nine of them Chinese. Dasu is 80 kilometers further northwest from Beshem, where Tuesday's suicide attack happened, the third incident in such a week. So, there's terror attacks all over the world, and it's just kind of wild. It's interesting to me because it's like, oh, this is just like when the United States goes and has these projects in other countries. Up, we got a guy that is hauling a utility trailer. Turn to the right. Up, he stopped. He's about, okay, he's driving off slowly. He pulled up to the curb, but he was, I don't know, maybe like 3 or 4 feet from the curb, so way too far to actually park, and then he drove away. So let's see what's going on in Calm here. It's nice when companies actually honor grandfathered plans. True. It's my phone number that's grandfathered. Track phone. Sorry to hear that time runs at half speed for you, Stern. Anyway. Lots of fun going on in the world. I have a coworker who doesn't understand that I gave him my personal number to text me about personal things. Oh man, this Tesla totally—they use their turn signal, but not their steering wheel. They totally just kind of like 45 degree that turn. They crossed the. You're driving on the wrong side of the road for way too long. Alright. Alright, we're moving on. We're getting on into the other stuff. I had somebody text me and they were asking me about work. I'm like, get them. Alright, man, it's 1915 UTC, so I want to be sure and remind you it's Tuesday. Tuesday. At 1930 UTC, every goddamn day on Anon Radio is the Dubious Souls Committee with Tobe. It's a fun show that airs right here on Anon Radio. So stick around, tune into that. Maybe there's synthesizers, maybe there's other stuff. You never know. Maybe there's dudes. Maybe we're going out and finding golf balls. You just don't know. It is the springtime, so the Dubious Goals Committee gets even more dubious and less inside as time goes on. So, until the heat overwhelms us. So, we'll see how long that can last. Let's talk about some birds real quick, because it's kind of a bummer. Did you know that that the milk we drink contains birds? I didn't know that, but apparently birds produce the milk that we drink. Some milk from Texas and Kansas City have tested positive for bird flu, U.S. health officials announced on Monday. But they added that the country's commercial milk supply is safe and the risk to people remains low. marks the first known time avian influenza, known as bird flu, has been found in livestock. And in response, dairy industry officials said that producers have begun enhanced biosecurity efforts on U.S. farms, including limiting the amount of traffic into and out of properties and restricting visits to employees and essential personnel. However, while sporadic human infections with bird flu viruses have occurred, the U.S. Center for Disease Control and Prevention said such viruses do not normally infect humans. Officials with the Texas Animal Health Commission confirmed the flu virus is the type A H5N1, known for decades to cause outbreaks in birds and to occasionally affect people. The virus is affecting older dairy cows in the states and in New Mexico, causing symptoms such as a drop in milk production, loss of appetite, and changes in manure consistency. That just sounds gross. It comes a week after officials in Minnesota announced that goats on a farm where there had been an outbreak of bird flu among poultry were diagnosed with the virus. U.S. dairies are required to only permit milk from healthy animals to enter the food supply chain. Meanwhile, milk from sick animals is being diverted or destroyed. And in the rare event contaminated milk enters the food supply, pasteurization, or process that's required for milk sold through interstate commerce, also kills viruses and other bacteria. So if you're drinking raw milk, you're getting all the diseases. Just a little bit of a heads up there. So be careful out there drinking your bird milk. Hey, DFS, or goodbye, DFS, I guess. Welcome, one and all. Extra vitamin H1N1. Almost. X1 pointing out, not many people drink raw milk. No viri in the UHT milk. Burb parts per million, I like it. Yeah, there's a big movement in the U.S., which is kind of unfortunate, X1, of raw milk. People choosing raw and slow foods, so they want stuff that takes, that was grown slowly or that's like was not as least processed as possible. So you'll find raw milk sold at farmers markets and such. So it can be kind of scary. Some people believe in raw water, which is even worse. It's like, yeah, you drink untreated water. See what happens. But anyway, all an adventure. Definitely an adventure. Let's see. North Korea TV has censored a man's trousers. Uh-oh, what happened? North Korea state television channel has censored a BBC gardening program by blurring out presenter Alan Titchmarsh's trousers. Central TV aired a 2010 edition of Alan Titchmarsh's Garden Secrets for its morning audience, but made sure that viewers could not see his jeans. Jeans are seen as a symbol of Western imperialism and the secret of state, and as such are banned. Mr. Titchmarsh said the news gave him a bit of street cred. It's taken me to reach the age of 74 to be regarded in the same sort of breath as Elvis Presley, Tom Jones, and Rod Stewart. You know, wearing trousers that are considered by those of us of a sensitive disposition to be rather too tight, he told the BBC. He then went on to say his jeans were not too tight, but were clearly not acceptable in North Korea. I've never seen myself as a dangerous subversive imperialist. I'm generally regarded as rather cozy and harmless, so it's given me a bit of street cred, really, hasn't it? North Korea has been prohibiting jeans since the 1990s. Oh, we got a black Nissan Altima making a left-hand turn. Oh, look at that. They stopped, used a turn signal, and turned into the lane appropriately. Good job, black Nissan Altima. Traffic picking up as we get closer to 1930 UTC. We think it's getting close to time to pick the kids up from school. Alright, so let's keep it rolling. We got so much news, and we're just kind of bouncing around. Let's look at some interesting space news. We got a red Jeep making a way out here. It's no turn signal, but hey, they made a right turn into the left turn lane, so why not? A Soyuz spacecraft is en route to the International Space Station 2 days after a rare last-minute launch scrub. The Soyuz 2.1A as Alpha rocket lifted off from the Baikonur Cosmodrome at 8:36 a.m. Eastern, March 23rd. It placed the Soyuz MS, that's Mike Sierra-25, spacecraft into orbit about 9 minutes later. Soyuz MS-25 is commanded by Roscosmos cosmonaut Oleg Novitsky, with NASA astronaut Tracy C. Dyson and Marina Vasilevskaya, a Belarusian space flight participant, also on board. The spacecraft is scheduled to dock with the station's Prickle module at 11:09 a.m. Eastern on March 25th. Hey, so that should have happened a little bit ago, or yesterday. The launch was scheduled for March 21st, but the countdown was halted 20 seconds before liftoff, Something's in the air making me want to cough. I might cough. Hold on. Sorry about that. Whew, man. Let's see. Quentin says, my mother was one of those people, non-pasteurized milk believers. We only got raw milk as kids. Quentin is lucky to not be dead. Ratsu loves full fat, but raw is a step too far. Ratsu, my dad and gran loved the actual fresh milk. Yeah. Yeah, the raw milk is, it's like, you can get it straight out of the udder, but once it's cool, it's like any animal product. You gotta properly prepare it, or else you're risking it. All right. Okay, let's see what's going on here. Oh, we got a big 18-wheeler here coming from there. They got a left turn signal. Oh man, this is a giant truck. But it's got two pallets of drywall on it, it looks like. Okay. Away they go. And FedEx driving on the rumble strip there. Alright. We got one other piece of information out of this story. Once docked to the station, Novitskian vessel of Azaya will remain for 12 days, returning in the MS-24 spacecraft currently there with NASA astronaut Laurel O'Hara, who launched to the station in the spacecraft in September, along with Oleg Kononenko and Nikolai Chub. That departure is scheduled for April 6th. Kononenko and Chub will remain on the station an additional 6 months, returning in the Soyuz MS-25 with Dyson. The Soyuz MS-25 launch took place a little more than an hour after Dragon cargo spacecraft. Okay, sorry, I'm just looking through this to see. Yep, that's kind of the bit of it. Let's keep on a rolling. There's so much. Like I said, there's lots of news. Chinese scientists are calling on a focus on asteroid missions. China should intensify its asteroid research and focus on sample return mission plans, according to scientists. China's future asteroid exploration should focus on low-cost, high-frequency sample return missions and emphasize strengthening coordination between missions, according to a paper published recently in a Chinese Journal of Space Sciences. Establishing scientific design teams can also help better serve China's future asteroid explorations. Asteroid studies and exploration can bring new understanding to the solar system's early stages and potentially the origins of life. Oh, we got the elevator repairman approaching the stop sign. Let's see. Are we going to get a turn signal from him? We do. We have a left turn signal from the elevator guy. Let's see. And we got a Nissan minivan trying to make a left turn. This is the first time I've seen this traffic interaction. All right. They are yielding to the left turn guy. All right. We got a truck. Oh, the truck with the junk in the back is returned. Not a fan of turn signals. And here we go. The TDI guy driving on the wrong side of the road until he was out of view. you gotta love it. I'm not sure if these people are on their phone or what, but it is ridiculous. All right, Toyota making a left-hand turn from the intersection. Sorry, I got hooked into this. Oh, got a little Prius also not using a turn signal or turning very well. Oh, here we go. The guy that was turning left in the Toyota, a different Toyota, pulled up behind them and went around them to try and turn right. Anyway, sorry about that. I got... anyway, China wants to study asteroids. The new Ghostbusters movie. I watched it. Not a fan. Let's see. Sorry, we're kind of jumping all over the place. It's 1925 UTC, which means we've only got 5 minutes to go. So stick with it. Let's talk about nuclear news. Lasers. Lasers, lasers, lasers. Global Laser Enrichment has decided not to submit a proposal in response to a U.S. Department of Energy request for the acquisition of high-assay low-enriched uranium equipment, enrichment. Its 51% owner, Silex Systems, has announced. The company has also received regulatory approval to load uranium hexafluoride for the start of testing to demonstrate the technology it plans to use in its enrichment facility in Paducah, in Kentucky. The Paducah site is home of a gaseous diffusion enrichment plant. In January, the Department of Energy issued a request for proposals for uranium enrichment services to help establish a reliable domestic supply of fuels using high-assay low-enriched uranium, or HALEU, enriched to between 5% and 20%, U-235 HALEU fuel is used by many of the advanced reactor designs that are currently... Ooh, the nice breeze going by there. Sorry. Is used by many of the advanced reactor designs that are currently under development, but is not currently commercially available from U.S.-based suppliers. Global Laser Enrichment is the exclusive global licensee of the Silex laser-based uranium enrichment technology, which was originally developed by Silex in Australia. It's 49% owned by Canadian company Cameco, which is the commercial lead for the GLE project and holds an option to obtain a majority interest of 75%. GLE is working towards demonstration of the Silex technology at its test loop pilot facility in Wilmington, North Carolina. It's also progressing activities to commercial scale deployment of the Paducah Laser Enrichment Facility, which is underpinned by a 2016 agreement for the sale of GLE of some 200,000 tons of depleted uranium hexafluoride from the DOE to provide feedstock for the production of natural UF6, uniform Foxtrot 6. In addition to the production of natural-grade UF6 containing 0.7% uranium-235 from the processing of depleted uranium, the multipurpose plant has two further commercialization options. Production of enriched uranium from UF6 to supply enriched uranium fuel for existing reactors, or the production of HALEU. Anyway, I could go on and on, but it's pretty neat. I just think it's neat that we're using lasers to enrich fuel and that there's so much nuclear fuel talk going on. Turn signals are optional, as are stop signs. Yeah, apparently so. We got a Honda Civic here making a left turn. They're yielding properly. We got two people crossing the street. There's no crosswalk, so they're just having to cross. One person made it halfway. All right, they're on the other half making it up. And they are now entering the safety of the next sidewalk. Way to go. And then we got a Toyota drive by. Way to go. Good job, guys. Anyway. Anyway. Welcome. Glad you're here. So a lot of us forget. Forget we're logged in. That's kind of the fun of it. Idle. Alright. Anyway, we're running out of time. Please stick around for the Dubious Goals Committee. I'll be back tomorrow, I hope. And we'll do this again. And we'll try and be better about it. But, you know, hey. We're having a good time. We're just making it work. Please evaluate me. It's a pretty rough one. Yeah, sorry. Time for the Dubious Goals Committee. With Tobe, he's a guy who likes Tobe. He likes the animals. He likes your kitty cat. It's a magical...